And this particular guest brought a whole lot of gifts for us. And now the time has come for the guest to leave. Now we know if a guest comes to our house, then and if he brings gifts, then when it's time for him to go, he doesn't take the gifts away also. And say, I'm here, it's Zakala, I stayed nice, now give me all my presents back, I'm going back. No, the gifts are here to stay. So the gift that Ramadan came, my respected friends and brothers, for us, was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. The very fact that we witnessed this beautiful month of Ramadan, subhanallah, that is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just the environment of Ramadan is a very spiritual environment. There's something in the air which is not found in the other 11 months. And the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately when Ramadan comes in, they connect and they can feel and they can see the torrents of nuraniyat and spirituality coming down, alhamdulillah. So that is the one gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Then over and above that, the various actions that Allah ta'ala gives for us to carry out, and foremost of which is fasting, which has got multiple benefits, alhamdulillah. And then we have got the gift of Taraweeh Salah, 20 rakats, which is a gift. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith of Sayyidina Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Allah has made Taraweeh Sunnah by night. And Taraweeh refers to that Salah which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. 20 rakats, my respected friends and brothers. So that is another gift. We don't read Taraweeh out of Ramadan. It is specific to the month of Ramadan. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention about the fact that there are special favors granted to this ummah in the month of Ramadan, that the smell that comes out from the mouth of a fasting person is much more dearer to Allah Ta'ala than that of musk. Du'as are accepted. It's a gift. Rebellious shayateen are tied up to make it easy for us to act according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a gift. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts various du'as in a day and during the course of the day, whichever du'as we make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all those du'as. The malaika say ameen on our du'as. That is a gift. The fish in the ocean, the creatures all make ameen on our du'as and they make du'a maghfirat for us, du'a forgiveness for us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the gift of Laylatul Qadr, which in itself is such a huge gift, my brothers. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The reward and the virtue and the benefits is much more than that of 1,000 months. And the list goes on. So now these are all the gifts that our guest has brought for us. And somebody, when they come to our house with a gift also, we know that sometimes they bring gifts. Sometimes we don't need that gift. So now why this guy to bring this? I got 10 of this here. Or why did he bring this? I don't even need a thing like this. So we take that gift and we put it away in the shelf, or we give it away to somebody else, or whatever the case may be. But the gifts of Ramadan, my respected friends and brothers, are not like that. The gifts of Ramadan, we need each and every one very, very direly. We need it all the time. Those are the gifts that are going to enable us in this world for the rest of the 11 months and for the rest of our life to build up our akhirat, my respected friends. So these are not gifts that we can get rid of. These are not gifts we can put away in the shelf. Or when Ramadan is gone, we take all the gifts and we throw it out of the window, we throw it in the dustbin, we say, khalas, guest is gone, I also don't need these gifts anymore. No, my respected friends and brothers, all these gifts, whichever one which we have mentioned and which we have not mentioned, are indeed very, very valuable and very precious. And when we were going through the month of Ramadan, we were not just carrying out actions. My respected friends and brothers, we were being guided and we were given tawfiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do these things. And without us realizing and seeing it, but these actions and these deeds that we carried out specifically in the month of Ramadan, they had a profound impact on our spiritual life. They had very strongly linked us up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drawn us close to Him. They have actually enabled us to become very conscious about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we mentioned right in the starting of Ramadan, that the greatest gift of the month of Ramadan is that a person acquires taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon. So my respected friends and brothers, they have had a great impact on us, but now we don't leave it there and say, okay, alhamdulillah, I felt good in Ramadan and these things impacted on me. now Ramadan is over, so I get rid of these gifts. No. Now, my respected friends and brothers, comes the time that we take responsibility of guarding these gifts. Yes. If somebody brings a very nice car by you as a gift, mashallah, Ferrari, and then he goes away, says it's your car, we won't leave it there in the driveway. We'll put up a garage if you don't have a garage. We'll make sure we put all the latest gadgets to make sure the car does not get stolen. Because you know what? What a gift. So now a great responsibility has come upon our head to look after the gift. So my respected friends and brothers, the same way, the responsibility of guarding all these gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us via the guest of Ramadan is on our head. We don't let any of them go away. Alhamdulillah, you know, in the course of the year, one brother here in this masjid mentioned, just he was not showing off, alhamdulillah. He was just saying something which made me so happy. He says, alhamdulillah, I'm now in the practice of reading tahajjud. He was telling me something else. He wasn't telling me about this tahajjud salah. He said, in this practice, I started in Ramadan, and after Ramadan, it just came into my system, and I'm still carrying on with it. Subhanallah, my brothers. Now, if this is how we, like we mentioned in the starting of Ramadan, we plan and program ourselves in such a way, and we set a target that this particular target is now going to be of mine for the month of Ramadan and beyond. So, my respected friends and brothers, all these things that we have now inculcated and brought within ourselves, we look after it and we perpetuate it beyond Ramadan. These are the things that are going to help us to continue our relationship with Allah Ta'ala and build our akhirat. My respected friends and brothers, there is an ayat in the Quran which I recited now in the starting. It is mentioned that there was a mad woman living in Makkah Mukarrama. And by occupation, she was a weaver. She used to weave cloth. And she used to do a whole lot of cloth weaving in the moonlight and in the day and the night, whenever it was. And when the whole thing was ready now, all the cloth, next day, she used to shred it up to pieces. She used to tear it up and she used to throw it away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّتِي نَقَدَتْ غَسْلَهَا. Don't be like that woman who used to weave after a lot of effort and thereafter she used to shred it up. So what effort haven't we made, my brothers? Really, we treated this month in a different way. We realized that this is the great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us with. We went out of our way and we did so many things. Now we have got a training and we have got for us an ability and a capability which will help us to continue obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a different and in a higher level. So don't shred it up. Don't throw it away. Don't discard it. Don't put it in the shelf. Next year Ramadan we'll pull it out again. Or next year Ramadan will come with more gifts again. No, my respected friends and brothers, we will safeguard it. And we will make sure that these deeds will enable us to carry out our obedience to Allah Ta'ala as well as for the future, beyond Ramadan. We will inshallah respect them and we will make dua and we'll continue. And we are not in any way going to allow them to be destroyed. There are hadith and there are ayat of the Quran that warn us about deeds becoming non-existent. Deeds becoming non-existent. Deeds being destroyed. Allah says, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Don't render your deeds, you know, invalid, null and void. Don't make your deeds non-existent. How that happens? That we don't take care of what we have acquired in this month. So let us not think that we didn't acquire anything. Feel it, my brothers. Appreciate it. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you gave us the month of Ramadan. Another Ramadan. And through this month, oh Allah, you have granted us the opportunity of becoming more conscious of you. So let us be conscious about not destroying it. So my respected friends and brothers, we mentioned that through fasting, we have acquired multiple benefits. Fasting is not to create in us the ability to stay away from food and drink. That's not what fasting is training. A lot of people, mashallah, you won't believe it, they tell us this. Even in the year, we don't eat whole day. We have an early morning breakfast or whatever, and whole day at work, we don't eat, we don't have time to eat also. We are so busy, and then when we come home, we have a supper. The fellows who smoke, maybe will take a puff in between. They say, we have to have that because that's like the fuel, you know, it keeps us going. But generally, my brothers, people are staying without food and drinking all the time. Fasting is not for that. Fasting has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create within us the ability and the strength and the potential to abstain from all those things that Allah ta'ala has made haram, to willfully and with intention stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that has happened to us in the month of Ramadan through our fasting, then we have actually acquired the greatest tuhfa, the greatest gift of fasting, end of the month of Ramadan. And fasting brings in us the ability and the capability and the strength of carrying out the orders and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with intent, willfully, you know, with consciousness that this is what my Allah wants from me and this is what I'm going to do. So in this way, my respected friends and brothers, that is what we have acquired. And we don't throw it away. We keep it with us. And we continue making the effort to stay in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in addition to all the fasting then, granted us the ability to create the desire for ibadat. You know, to stand here for 20 rakats and to do all the other additional things, my brothers, is not easy. Because we have got such a fast life. Those alhamdulillah who are a bit more free and who can do it, they do it. But generally our lives are very, very hectic. We're on the move, we're on the run all the time. Now we have put all that aside and we have created the enthusiasm of ensuring that we make tilawat of Quran, the enthusiasm of staying in Taraweeh Salah, of staying up for ibadat, especially in the odd nights. These are things that create an enthusiasm. We're not doing it because just we have to do it. No. These are the things that, inshallah, we must keep up and we carry on doing it for the future of the month of Ramadan and even beyond the month of Ramadan. So my respected friends and brothers, our example is like that person who has been given a piece of land. There is one saying, it's not a hadith, it is a saying in Arabic, you know. It says that, الدُّنْيَا مَزْرَعَةُ الْآخِرَةِ الدُّنْيَا, this world, is the farmland, the tillage of the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put each one of us in this world and he has allocated a piece of land. It's ours. Nobody can take it away. Expropriation without compensation. Not going to happen. It's our land, my respected friends and brothers. What we do with that land is left up to us. So as we sit here, we have already been given a piece of land. And we can use that land productively, and we can do a great amount of effort on it by fulfilling all the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ensuring that wherever we get an opportunity, not only with ibadat, not only with acts of obedience, but with everything that is even disobedience of Allah, we abstain from it. It is part of developing and cultivating our land. So we can make this land a very productive piece of land for us in the Akhirah. Or we can also just do wrong things on that land. You misuse it, we can abuse it, we can plant all the wrong things, all the substances that people like to plant on land, you know, all the haram stuff. Or we can just use it to acquire haram income, whatever it might be. So that land has also been used, but unproductively. We'll see the result of that also. Or we can just neglect that land. In other words, we don't care how we lead our life. You've got a piece of land, yeah, it's there, I don't care about it. We don't develop it, we don't plant on it, we don't cultivate it, we don't keep away all the harmful creatures, nothing, we don't worry. So our life is like that. We don't care about the obedience of Allah, we don't fulfill, you know, His commands, we don't abstain. And in this way, my respected friends and brothers, the day when we close our eyes, then we find that there is nothing there in that land. That's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the book is going to be given to a person on the day of Qiyamah, then he'll look at it. He'll say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They will find everything that they had done present there in front of them. So that land will be there in front of us in this way now, that all the deeds that we had done, whether it was charity, whether it was a beautiful smile, whether it was a good word to a Muslim brother, whether it was acquiring knowledge, whether it was making the dhikr of Allah, all of that will be there. وَوَجَدُوا Allah said they will find whatever they have done, how they are right in front of them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers, we keep that in mind, that now Allah has actually trained us, you know, to till our land. Fellows who do farming, yeah, alhamdulillah, we're encouraging farming in the school also, and we like to tell our brothers on another topic, inshallah, when we speak about the importance of getting our Muslim brothers involved in agriculture. So they go to agricultural colleges, and they learn all the things about land and soil and plant and climate and a whole lot of beautiful, interesting things, which is so interesting. So then that person can go and open his farm, and he can now go and really, you know, make productive crop there for himself. So in Ramadan, we were actually granted training, agricultural training, to till our land, الدُّنْيَا مَزْرَعَةُ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ. This is the harth, this is the cultivation, this is the farm of the akhirah. Really, it will come in handy there. It will be of use for us, my respected friends and brothers, when we are going to be there. Then comes the day of Eid, my respected friends and brothers. Now, you know, Eid, we must not equate our Eid, our Ramzan, our masjids, our ibadat to what the non-Muslims do. Because then we will want to bring it on level and do how they do things. So when they have their days of whatever it is, celebration, then they go overboard. They act beyond human beings. They people don't even recognize who this fellow is, the way he's so sozzled, you know, after he's taken a few pints or whatever they measure their drink by. My brothers, our Eid is not that. Our Eid is a very solemn day. Yes, it's a day of joy. That Allah, what are we happy about on Eid day? We are happy because Allah gave us opportunity of witnessing this beautiful month. We are happy because Allah Ta'ala gave us Laylatul Qadr. We are happy because Allah Ta'ala has forgiven us. We are happy because Allah Ta'ala has announced our forgiveness on the day of Eid. At the Eid guide, an announcement is made by the Malaika, that we all, through the Malaika, by Allah Ta'ala, all these people are forgiven. We are happy because we have accomplished the feat and the act of fasting, which in reality is the feat of staying away from the disobedience from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a day of joy and a day of happiness. And for that happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you must show gratitude, thanksgiving. So we show thanksgiving in two ways. One is we go to the masjid and we read two rakats of Salat Eid, which is wajib. That two rakats is to render thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. And the second thing is we give Sadaqatul Fitr. Sadaqatul Fitr is for what? It's a charity which goes to the poor, alhamdulillah. We say it benefits those people who don't have, so at least on the day of Eid. There's a benefit of that to the people. But the object of Sadaqatul Fitr is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you gave me the opportunity of witnessing the month of Ramadan. That's why even the people who didn't fast, even they have to give Sadaqah Fitr. They say even if a baby is born, you know, the night before Eid, Sadaqah Fitr for that baby, what did that baby witness? Really nothing. The baby just saw a little bit of Ramadan, a few hours before Ramadan came to an end, but witnessed. So there is a Sadaqah Fitr. It is a charity which we give as a thanksgiving. So we don't go, my respected friends and brothers, and our mothers and sisters also listening at home, where we become totally wild in our ways, in our speech, in our dressing especially. It is shocking how we throw away our whole Eid, our whole Ramadan, just on the day of Eid by, you know, indulging in what we can call revelry. Revelry is not for us. Revelry is for those people. Ours is solemn, and alhamdulillah, we're all happy. All people get together. MashaAllah, we have good biryani, and all those are part of the things. There's part, nothing wrong with that. But not, it's not the day to break the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we keep that also in mind, my respected friends and brothers, that we make shukr that Allah gave us the month, and we look after these things that Allah has given us. And yesterday after Maghrib, I made an announcement. Most of the people heard it. Those who didn't hear it is with regard to our masjid. Both our masajid, my respected friends and brothers, are the houses of Allah, where there are so many beautiful activities taking place throughout the year. And the barakat of the masjid is spread to the homes of the people. And the effect of the the masjid, it affects our children, our mothers, it affects everything around us, my respected friends and brothers. And if we look after our masjids, we have looked after our deen. We have shown qadr and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected friends and brothers, we can give a whole bayan on that, but just a reminder that let us look after our masjid in as far as the maintenance of the masjid is concerned, the running of the masjid is concerned, the repairs that come up from time to time. There are so many comforts in this masjid. Subhanallah, it's a pleasure for people to be performing salah at any given time. But the sad thing is, we hear from time to time, people are not taking the opportunity of earning rewards of looking after the masjid. So just a handful of people, we will say, are looking after it. Let us also be part of it and look at it as my masjid. I mentioned yesterday also, we're looking after masjids of all other parts of the world, mashallah, which is good. But let us get our priorities right. First our masjid, first our madrasa, first our institution, first our town. Then inshallah, from here everything else will spread and we can give everywhere else. Let us have our priorities. So alhamdulillah, we can send the money to our Jamaat members. We can drop it off at the Jamiat also. There is a box there also. We can put it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.